Well, Sean, three very good goals for the neutrals, but late heartbreak for your Saddler side. What was your reaction to 90 minutes?
Yeah, we struggled first half to get any rhythm. I think early on you realised that Wigan's game plan was to stop the full backs, do a job on Romain. Got an extra man in midfield. So, you've got to give them some credit. And I think our game plan all week was to do certain things, and that sort of went out the window pretty quickly. So we just had to find a way to say, okay, then how are we going to give them problems now? Playing, we can still keep playing through the thirds, and we can still move the ball, but you've got to be realistic and go, you're going to be disappointed at times, and if the disappointment leads to frustration and you don't do all the other things that you need to do, then don't do it. I've got no problem with them trying to play in difficult areas, and when teams are trying to press us, fine, but you've got to have football's not one, another team's trying to stop us playing, so the odds are that you're gonna lose the ball at times, and you've got to have a massive reaction when that happens. And if you just throw your hands up in the air and you're frustrated and you just moan and groan, then you might as well not do it. It's pointless. So I think we got a little bit frustrated with each other and ourselves. And it was a bit like a chess match, I thought, the first half. I just thought we sort of cancelled each other out. They were probably a little bit better. From a forward point of view, just because they kept their three high up. But a worldy goal really got us, got them in front, which you can't really legislate for. So second half, we adjusted, put a new perspective on the game in the half-time break, and came out, and we're not say we're much the better team, but we were more comfortable in what we were trying to do, and Sam gets another fantastic strike to get us back into it, and you just thought then, well, momentum's with us now, and we'll go on and win it. But unfortunately, a last minute, that's what happens in football, and there's not a lot we can do about it. We can be disappointed, but if disappointment leads just to stop doing all the right things, then don't be disappointed.
Sam Mantum's goal, outstanding effort, and it really lifted the place, didn't it? And you're really in the ascendancy at that point.
Yeah, I think we tried to get the ball forward a little bit earlier, but understood that we were going to get the ball forward a little bit earlier. Sometimes we try and play, and then somebody's got no options apart from threading a ball through the eye of a needle, and we lose it. So I think everybody thought, we've really got to play in there off, and if that means winning the ball back after we lose it, then that's what we do. And I thought that gave us a little bit of momentum. Then people get belief and confidence, and people are prepared to miss, really. They've got, if you think you're going to score every time you shoot, then you've got to handle that disappointment and maybe the moans and groans of the crowd when something flies and it's the corner flag. But Sam's took the opportunity, and we needed it at that time. We needed a bit of a lift, and that got us. And Malang went through, what, a minute later, and he just thought, well, he's going to slot this home. It wasn't to be. And I think both teams would have probably settled for a draw. I think they would have been delighted with a draw. We would have been going there. They're probably the strongest team in our league. And we'd have walked off going, yeah, we've deserved a point, and we've learnt from it, and we'll march on forward for the next game.
I suppose when you're looking at their opposition bench, when they can bring on somebody like Yannick Wilshere, who's a highly fancied, good player coming in from Middlesbrough, I suppose it shows you that the strength of Wigan squad and their budget and the fact that they are up there.
Yeah, and they should be. There's no doubt about that. They're a really good team, and it's took them a while, I think, to settle and to find a way of dealing with League One. And no, they'll be a difficult team for anybody to play. But like I said, I thought we more than matched them once we organised ourselves and understood the problems that they were giving us. I thought we showed why the team is where it has been all season, and that's a credit to the players. And we just got to, like I say, none of these players have been in this situation before. Probably none of the supporters have either. So we've just got to make sure that we learn from it. And it'll be another difficult game next week with a different set of problems. And this will, I think, from a learning point of view, this will be great for the team to go, okay, then this is what we want to do, but the reality is we can't. So how do we adapt? How flexible can we be? Milan came in and played a little bit narrower than usually. He's been playing out wide and just to find a bit of space really, and cause them problems. So there's lots of things going on in the game which you thought, well, they've all got to take on board. And it's easier when you win, much easier when you win, or you get a point, or you come off it. Much more difficult when you lose, because all they'll hear is negative, and I'm afraid that's football, and you've got to deal with it.
Yeah, well, let's look at your squad today. Your squad of 18. James O'Connor obviously not making it, and Rico Henry out of the 18. What can you? What's the sort of the assessment you can give on those two?
Well, Jimmy was touch and go, and it's whether you risk him and risk another injury, and maybe he's out for longer. He should be fighting fit for next week. That's the plan. Two, 3 days more, and he would have been okay. So that's again their decisions you have to make. I don't think he was happy with it, risking it. So when the player's not happy. And young Rico twisted his ankle on training on Saturday, Friday. He's had a history really of tweaking his ankle, so we thought he'd be okay. He thought he'd be okay, but he came in early for a fitness test and again wasn't happy with it. So unfortunately, we had to adjust.
You've been very happy with the home performances in 2016, but are the results now starting to worry you a bit? It's been one draw and three defeats in 2016 here.
Everything worries me in football, so I don't know what, does that make you not do the things that you need to do? No. What you need to do is prepare the players to go, come on, we're playing against a team that's arguably the strongest in the division, so we can't worry about what's gone past. We've got to think this is what it is in the future. There's an expectation now that I think the players are, it's a new experience for them to have an expectation of that you go up against Wigan and you're expected to win. And it's like, the reality is, not that we can't, but it's a big ask, and we've got to make sure that we're on, everybody does their jobs and everybody plays well. And that's difficult in a team game, especially when the opposition have given us a great deal of credit by, in some senses, looking at us and going, right, these are their strengths and we'll stop them first and foremost. And I thought they did that. So we've just got to probably be better prepared, I think, just to go, look, without it actually sounding as a negative to the players, because you can prepare all week and go, look, they'll do this to us, they'll do the rest of us, and people say, well, you should just concentrate on your own. On your own team, and there's an argument for that, but we can't become predictable in the sense, okay, that this is what they do, because teams will step out to stop us, and which they have done. So we've just got to take that, not experience, but take that situation and make sure that we. That we learn from it, and if we don't get frustrated with it, we understand, and it's a credit to the players, to be fair, that teams, especially in the second half of the season, are looking at us and preparing to play against a team that everybody thinks is a really good footballing team.